This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Fiesta down in Mexico.
It's time for Margaret Gray's Celebrity Corner. And Margaret, welcome to the program. Margaret Gray is a syndicated columnist in 150 newspapers across the country. What is hot right now in America, and what has got you hot, Margaret?
Phil, I really think that the story is vigilantism and the profiling that's been going on since 9/11. And the money that we're going to be raising for Kim Delaney. And I'll tell you, I am a journalist. This time out, I'm going to step over the line of objectivity, and I'm going to be very subjective. I think that Kim Delaney has been profiled and has been the victim of vigilantism, and it has to stop. And if you are interested in donating money to the Kim Delaney Defense Fund...
Well, wait. Kim Delaney is the... Who is she?
She's the actress, the NYPD Blue actress, who was targeted by a stalker the other night, was followed home... And then that individual called the police. If you can believe this sequence of events, Phil, just listen to this.
Okay, she's the actress from LAPD or NYPD Blue who got arrested for drunk driving, right?
Yeah, but listen to this. The woman is driving, minding her own business, and then along comes some stalking, vigilante, Hollywood wannabe in a car and says, oh, look, there's Kim Delaney. I think I'll follow her home and harass the hell out of her. And that's exactly what happened. She followed her home. Then this individual called the police. And the next thing we know, Kim Delaney is in the custody of the police. And why? Because of a vigilante profiling mentality in this country.
And all right, wait. You got me confused here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Kim Delaney... was followed by a motorist who said that she had been...
No, Phil, just listen to me, because I know a lot of these people, all right? Kim is a celebrity. I don't know if she had a glass of wine at lunch or whatever, but she's being stalked. This wasn't someone...
This was an individual who said they saw her car swerving down PCH. And
PCH is a very windy highway... Everybody swerves down PCH, hello. Oh, my God, swerving down PCH. Try driving down PCH and not swerve.
All right, but for people who don't, Pacific Coast Highway.
Oh, you're syndicated, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, all right, for the purposes of you people that are not in the...
Okay, I can explain it to them, all right? PCH...
Look, Phil, for the purposes of you people that are not in the Hollywood area... PCH stands for Pacific Coast Highway. It is a highway that runs from San Diego to...
Okay, don't give me the Chamber of Commerce movie. It's a very windy highway along the ocean, and Kim Delaney was spotted swerving by a motorist, and she's an actress in NYPD Blue, and you call this vigilantism.
All of a sudden, everybody's a cop. Everybody is a detective. Everybody is stalking, and all they want to be... is a Hollywood movie star themselves. They want to get an autograph. They want to have their picture taken with the movie stars. And because they can't have that, they stalk like vigilantes. They follow. They harass. Kim Delaney is one of our lovely young actresses. And what she was put through the other night, I don't think any one of our young, fine actors should have to go through. That's why the Defense Fund. That's why, if I could, I'd like to give the phone number. And that's why I think something really has to be done about this, Phil, because Michael Jackson was the tip of the iceberg. You have Paula Poundstone, who's been harassed for all of these months.
Wait, what do you mean Michael Jackson was the tip of the iceberg? This is a guy who some people say had sex with children.
Well, what business is that of yours? Why all of a sudden are we all sticking our noses into Michael Jackson's business, Kim Delaney's business, Paula Poundstone's business, that poor Robert Downey Jr., yes, he has a drug problem of some kind. I don't know what it is. But are you so desperate for an autograph? Are you so desperate to be in Hollywood, to have your script read, that you've got to follow these people home, stick your nose up their rear end, and sniff out every dingleberry?
You know, I really believe that there are times when you go over the line and you're doing it right now. And to say that Michael Jackson, who had some very serious charges leveled at him...
Yes, he did. But so what business is that of yours?
Well, I...
See, it isn't your business, is it?
Well, no, it's not my business, but I mean...
So why don't you just butt out? You and all the people that want to tell Kim Delaney how much of a nice white wine she can have. I have lunch with these people. I interview them. I know the Hollywood scene inside and out. I share salads with them. I share a light white wine with them. Phil, you know, I really...
I believe that Michael Jackson...
What business is that of yours? Look, Phil, I'll put it to you very simply. Most of the people in your audience, at one time or another, have been charged with a DUI. And the reason why I know that is because they're talk radio listeners. Talk radio listeners are notorious for, and I don't want to be cruel, but they do have a tendency not to have an education level that would advise them as to what's right and wrong in that regard. And
talk radio listeners, in other words, have more DUIs than other people.
Yes, and you know that and I know that.
Well, no, I don't know that, all right?
Well, I happen to have the figures here. So the reason why most people think that what happened to Kim Delaney is perfectly fine is because all of those people listening to you right now have been arrested, have had their legs spread and their hands put on the hood of a police car, and have had a finger waved in front of their eyes, and have been asked to walk a straight line like John Wayne, one foot in front of the other. And so I think the time has come for us to recognize that Paula Poundstone, Kim Delaney, all of the fine young performers who've been harassed by these vigilantes now need for us to understand the time has come, butt out of their private affairs. Jason Priestley, he has a drink. Next thing everybody knows about it.
Well, the guy ran into a garbage can going down the street.
Oh, no, not that. Did he really hit...
Okay. You want to be sarcastic?
No. Did he really hit a garbage can? Is it okay? Phil, is it intensive care? Is it the garbage intensive care hospital? My God, Phil.
Well, you're being silly.
No, you're being silly.
All right, well, let me give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. Kim Delaney, the NYPD blue actress arrested for drunk driving, apparently was followed home by a motorist when they saw her swerving. You're calling this vigilantism.
It's post 9/11 profiling at its worst, and it's got to stop. And
this is a privileged, I won't say privileged, a hardworking actress, but nonetheless, someone who makes more money than the rest of us, somebody who obviously doesn't have a horrible life.
She is a member of a vital industry at this time of war. Entertainment and keeping the morale high is a very significant aspect to our culture right now. And for Kim Delaney to be profiled like a common turban-winding Arab, and Paula Poundstone simply took her kids for a scoop of pralines and cream, and some stalker smelled a glass of brandy on her breath. Big deal.
1-800-44-BIG-DEAL. We're talking about the well-being of children. You saying that isn't my business?
I think the well-being of children is everybody's business, but it's not necessarily yours. And it certainly isn't necessarily the business of your listeners.
Oh, but it's everybody else's business.
Phil, I told you, talk radio listeners are notorious for their driving under the influence rap sheets.
So they can't have an opinion, but everybody else.
I'm sorry, but yes.
Okay, everybody, you and I, we're all a bunch of drunks, so we can't weigh in on whether Michael Jackson should have kids in his house or whether Paula Poundstone should, but everybody else gets to. And
I know it makes you angry, Phil. I know it makes you feel very resentful. Can I give the number for the Kim Delaney Defense Fund, please? Because I really...
No, you're making some statements here.
Can I please give the number?
Go ahead.
The Kim Delaney Defense Fund, 213-251-3189.
Is Ms. Delaney part of this?
I'm doing it as a gift.
Is she a part of this?
No. I'm doing it as a gift from me to her. From one of her fans. Terribly, terribly sorry that she was harassed and stalked and followed by some Hollywood autograph-seeking hound wannabe, read my script, please, profiling ass.
1-800-449-8686. Whit, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, this lady on the other end needs to catch a clue. I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina. I listen to
driving under
I
the influence. Are you driving under the influence?
No.
Well, that's unusual.
No, it's not unusual, lady. It's common for people who drive all the time.
For talk radio listeners not to be have at least one DUI is very unusual. Now, what I'm saying is, with all due respect to you, I think we need opinions from people who haven't been next to a jug for a long time. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And are you saying that I have because I'm listening to the show?
If you say you've never been arrested...
Let's take the man's word for it.
All right, I'll take his word for it.
Also, I think that the Michael Jackson comment...
I don't
comment,
believe it, but I...
Go ahead, sir.
The Michael Jackson comment is pretty ridiculous as well. Here's a man making a living on public dollars and what they buy based on what they think.
Well,
if we don't like the
now,
guy, we don't have to buy his record.
Well, all of a sudden now we have to know every single solitary little bit of his business.
Okay, I don't care what he does for breakfast. I don't care what he does on a daily routine. But if he has a problem keeping his hands off children, then, yeah, that should be public knowledge.
Well, I think it's something that other people should discuss other than people who've had DUIs.
Well, this man just said he's never had a DUI.
Exactly.
All right, if you say so. But most talk radio listeners have been arrested for driving under the influence or some form of reckless driving.
Well, okay, I don't know where
your argument does not hold any water. Where are your stats coming from?
The stats are coming from Lawson Magazine, which has done an extensive review of focus groups over the last 3 years of talk radio listeners.
Okay,
what,
do you know about statistics? I've learned one thing with statistics. You can use them to say anything.
It shows a percentage of people that listen to talk radio and then percentage of those who've been arrested for assaulting an officer or DUI, 80%.
Are you putting me on?
No.
What
they
about those?
Check. They need to go back to that. I think they're off.
And you're saying you never beat up a cop?
No, ma'am,
no,
I haven't.
Right. Listen, Whit, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray joins us to say that Kim Delaney, Paula Poundstone, all of these are people victims of some kind of a vigilante profiling public that simply wants an autograph or wants to be next to a celebrity. She's saying that Kim Delaney was followed by a vigilante. Kim Delaney is the NYPD blue actress arrested for drunk driving on Pacific Coast Highway the other night. Michael Jackson, we all know the trouble that he got into. Paula Poundstone, what's he talking about? And then, of course, we have, who was the other one? Oh, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. What business is it of ours whether he wants to shove a couple of rocks up his nose every now and again? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Was Kim Delaney the victim of vigilantism? I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard in my life. Kim Delaney...
Phil, Kim Delaney was followed home by a motorist and then followed into her home, and then the police were called. The woman can't have a drink.
Well, she was drunk driving. Apparently the person thought that it was an unsafe motorist on the road.
So what business is that of hers? Every movie star, every TV star, all of them suddenly the subject of scrutiny.
You know, you're a reporter. You scrutinize these people. I'd like to find out a little bit more about you and what makes you different from a motorist who sees someone swerving.
It's called vigilantism. It's taking the law into your own hands. It's none of your business.
All right, so I see somebody swerving down the road, knocking over signs, driving over, driving into parked cars, and let's say it's Britney Spears, okay?
Yes.
All right, I don't call the cops?
I don't think it's your right, no. Britney Spears is part of our entertainment pantheon. This is a young lady who is obviously doing... What? I don't understand your question.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
If Britney Spears is running people over, should I call the cops?
Of course not.
Why not? She's running people over. Why can't I call the cops?
Oh, so in other words, you're profiling her.
Profiling her? I'm not profiling anything. I'm seeing...
Then how did you know it was Britney Spears?
Let's say she drives... All right, hold on for a minute. I got to take a phone call. I don't want to... I do not want to let this opportunity go, okay? 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, we can talk about it, but it doesn't sound like you have your facts in order.
Fine. 1-800-449-8686. Peter, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yes.
I want to ask a question to this lady. If you were molested as a kid, would you want somebody to report that?
I don't know.
Why not?
Okay, did you have a comment you wanted to make, sir?
Yes, I'm making a comment. I mean, if you as a kid were being molested...
The guy's asking a question. If you as a kid were being molested, would you want someone to report that?
Who's molesting me?
Well,
who's molesting you? Okay, W.C. Fields is molesting you.
No.
You wouldn't want... Why you think that's...
Do you realize the life that you're going to ruin by having W.C. Fields turned into the police? Do you realize how you'd impact...
How would it ruin your life? I mean,
entertainers for years.
If anything, you're saving somebody else's life.
But we're not talking about me, are we? We're talking about W.C. Fields.
Can I make a statement? W.C. Fields never molested children, all right? I brought up W.C. Fields because you wanted to know if you were a kid, who'd be molesting you.
Yes, and frankly, if I were a child, and as terrible and as traumatic as that is, W.C. Fields, I'm not saying it'd be an honor to be molested by him, but I'm saying...
What are you talking about? An honor to be molested by W.C. Fields?
What is the point the caller is trying to make?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that if Michael Jackson has, as we're talking about here, if Michael Jackson has done things that people deem to be immoral, then it's a responsibility to report that stuff to prevent Michael Jackson from doing that to somebody else.
Well, it's not your business.
Well,
his business?
Would you want it to be your business if it was your child? Would that be your business at that point?
If it was Michael Jackson?
If it was whoever.
Well, I think you have to consider, here's a man that sold millions of albums.
What difference does it make? Millions of albums.
Phil, lower your tone, please. Do you know the number of albums that Michael Jackson has sold?
And that makes it okay?
No, I'm just asking, do you know the number of albums?
That's irrelevant.
All right,
you don't know
the number of albums.
Okay, let's say he sold more. Let's say it was John Lennon molesting your kid, because I know he sold lots and lots of albums.
And he's dead, isn't he?
What?
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So what are you saying?
You know something? I think, first of all, that crack you made about W.C. Fields...
No, let's get to the point here, Phil. The point is that Kim Delaney and people like this, she's followed home... She's bugged and bothered by some creep out in the street.
You're sidestepping the issue here, man.
I'm not sidestepping.
The point is not, we're not talking about Ms. Delaney. I'm talking about the comment you made about Michael Jackson. That's a highly irresponsible comment to make. As any member of a society, it's your responsibility.
Well, I just think it's terrible to harass the man after all he's been through.
Oh, all of the... You know, the only thing he's been through is he's had his skin lightened a little bit.
That could be an ordeal. I don't know.
What, well, going and getting your skin lightened? And then he had the ordeal of, touring? I mean, performing? You know, I want to get to something that happened to you. You say that these people are stalkers, Margaret. Thanks for your call, by the way, Peter. You say they're stalkers. You say that these people are vigilantes.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at an incident that took place with regard to you hopping a fence at June Lockhart's house.
How dare you?
No, we're going to get into that. Can everybody, you're a reporter. Don't you follow stars around?
I share salads with them. I have a light white wine with them. Sharing a Caesar salad with someone, excuse me, isn't the same as stalking them. And if I were molested by W.C. Fields, I would have to take that into consideration as to whether I'd report it.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But how dare you call me a stalker?
Well, I'm calling you a stalker. You're calling the person that turned in Kim Delaney a stalker.
I'm a reporter, and I report on entertainment news. Many people in the film and television business are very, very dear friends of mine. And for you to say...
Tell me about this whole June Lockhart thing.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Well, what was it?
I had been invited... See how you twist things? I had been invited to an interview with June around the Lost in Space release. And I was early. I didn't know it, so I don't think there's anything unusual. I'm wondering what's the point of your question?
Tell me about the whole June Lockhart thing. The lady from Lost in Space.
I went to her house for an interview.
But she wasn't there, was she?
No. So I climbed over the back fence. What's the point?
You climbed over the back fence and did what?
I sat down on her patio, and I didn't see any domestic help. It was a hot day. I went inside and made myself a drink. Sue me.
That wasn't what I'm... You went inside and you made yourself a drink. You were also going through a laundry hamper, weren't you? And a desk in her den.
This is so unfair, Phil.
Weren't you doing that?
I'm a reporter, and I went through her laundry hamper. I had spilled something, and I went into her bedroom and grabbed some of her underwear.
To use as a napkin?
Yeah, what is the point of your question? You see, Phil, what you don't get and your listeners don't get is the difference between good, hard-nosed reporting and some Hollywood fan wannabe following Kim Delaney or Michael Jackson or Robert Downey Jr. or Paula Poundstone around because they want an autograph and they're too bitter that they didn't get one, and so they get them in trouble with the police. But using that as an excuse to get an autograph or an excuse to be a vigilante, I think, is terrible. Too many people are being profiled. Arab Americans, African Americans, actors, actresses.
Actors and actresses are being profiled. Hey, I know. When I see an actor and actress, I'll bet they're a coke user. Let's pull them over, huh? Is that it?
How dare you?
Yeah, and you went through June Lockhart's laundry hamper and got a pair of underwear to use as a napkin because you spilled some wine.
Well, if you're calling me a liar...
I'm finding it hard to believe. 1-800-449-8686. Bridget, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, I would like to comment on what Ms. Gray was saying in reference to people, certain extent of them, someone reporting. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I have a private practice. I am a mandated reporter, and it does not matter to me if it's Michael Jordan or if it's Barbara Bush.
What did Michael Jordan do?
If they're doing something, in reference to the comment, you're talking about stars as if they're above the law. If they're doing something wrong, they should be reported regardless of their status,
but
of their national...
what business is that of yours?
Beg your pardon?
What business is that of yours?
Because I'm a concerned citizen, and if I see someone violating someone... It is my obligation as a licensed clinical therapist to contact the authorities.
You want to stick your nose into everybody's personal affairs.
Oh, this is just so ridiculous.
And I'd like to know, what did Michael Jordan do with Barbara Bush? Because
okay,
I haven't heard this story.
That Michael was just an example.
Michael
that
Jordan
I was
didn't do anything with Barbara Bush.
No, I was just arbitrarily making a statement in reference to the announcer asked you about whether or not you were, if you were molested or someone in your family was molested or
someone
you
said,
molested
and then you asked me who molested you. I said W.C. Fields, and you said it'd be an honor to be molested by him.
I mean, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Well, she indicated it wouldn't matter because this man clout and all of this stuff, and that is very disheartening because I work with a lot of children that have been victimized by family members, by strangers, and it does not matter who it is. The perpetrator is not above the law.
Let's talk about you for a minute, Bridget. I'm going to take an educated guess and say that you're an African American, and I will also say that you have been profiled in your life by police, and I would say that you should have some sympathy for Kim Delaney and Robert Downey Jr. They are profiled as actors. When police see them coming off the set, they go, there goes another drunk.
No, if they're swerving across the street,
there goes another scum-sucking rockhead.
If they're swerving across the street, it should not make a difference. And yes, I am an African-American.
If you're reaching down to get a Barbra Streisand CD from the floor of the BMW where it fell, of course you're going to swerve.
Oh, well. They're reaching down for the Barbra Streisand CD.
You're making excuses. I'm African American, have a private practice, drive a very expensive luxury car.
So haven't you reached down to get a CD off the floor and swerve the car?
Oh, when you're driving, the road is supposed to be your priority. And again, you know, putting people's lives in hand by swerving over a CD, that's crazy. That
well,
really
I can
crazy.
Tell you, I can tell you this. I see so many of our fine young actors and actresses driven to drink, cocaine use. What's the stuff, Phil? It's called what that you burn in the pipe?
Crack.
Yes, crack use, amphetamines, downers, uppers, psychotropics, psychedelics, and why? Because of nosy people who say, oh look at that, there goes Dustin Hoffman. Let's get
ridiculous.
An autograph. No.
That is ridiculous because whatever somebody's substance or someone put into their body is at free will and society or environment, that should not have anything to do with it. That is a crutch. And that is sad
tell me
for
that
you
if you
to say
tell
that.
Me you wouldn't be interested in getting a hold of June Lockhart's panties or someone like that.
For what reason? What would I need it
as
for?
As a souvenir.
What are you talking about?
As a souvenir.
You're the one that picked June Lockhart's panties.
She has lost it. She really have lost it.
No,
and
June
I think
Lockhart didn't
to,
lose it.
She
lost
it in space.
Why do I need a psychiatrist?
She really Look. Needs to see a psychiatrist based on your comments, ma'am.
But wait
you
a
really
minute.
Need
now
to see
I
a
need
psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist when I ask you a sensible question. You're in June Lockhart's house. She's not there. You wouldn't go for a panty drawer.
No, ma'am. I wouldn't even go around
well,
her home. Because, I mean, I'm not one of these people that's the celebrities are holier than thou and we're supposed to give them special privileges. I mean, everyone applies themselves and work and do well at whatever career that they have. And I think it's bad that society sometimes
right,
don't.
Bridget, listen to this, because the police report said that June Lockhart's panties were hanging from your rearview mirror. Why?
Because I had to get out of the house fast.
Mm, yes,
and what is that supposed to mean?
What do you got her panties hanging from your rearview mirror for? And June Lockhart.
She's a very dear woman.
Yeah, and what are you? You're 53 years old, you're going to her house, you got her underwear?
She seems like a pervert. That's what she seemed like. I thank you very much for taking my call, but again, I would suggest that the caller go to a psychiatrist
can
for
I
a
make
psychotherapy
a comment? Can
for
I say,
some help.
Can I at least say this to you, Bridget? That June Lockhart's panties will be on eBay, and they'll be available.
Never mind. Sick, twisted, old creep. June, you're a wonderful woman. And, of course, we're just kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Please don't sue me. Phil Hendry.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray with a syndicated columnist. You were arrested going through Dwight Yoakam's sock drawer. Why?
Because I suspect he shoves a few of those down his pants. And I can tell you...
All right, that's fine. Let's go to Lynn. Lynn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, who am I speaking to, Phil or this?
Phil Hendry.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, Margaret Gray, I'd simply like to ask
you. Yes, how
are you? I'm fine, thank
you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
That's wonderful.
You know, every day that you live in Hollywood is a great day. The people that I know, the stars that I get to interview.
Mm-hmm.
Is that great?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. But let me explain something to you, Margaret. Those stars that you meet on a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis, I did say that, which I'm sure you do meet them on a daily basis.
Yes, I interview them.
Yes, I understand that. But you know something? I don't think that they're any different than anybody else or should be treated any differently than anybody else.
That's very nice, Lynn.
Well, that's exactly the way I feel, Margaret.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is very nice with your derogatory attitude.
I think that's very sweet.
Well, I think
are you listening to what the lady's saying, or are you just condescending to her?
She obviously does. Can I?
But look at Lynn, Lynn, darling.
Condescending to everybody.
Lynn, what I will ask you, I'm going to put you on hold for just 30 seconds so I can hear what Margaret, she wanted to say something off the air. Can you hold on for just a minute? Just hold the line. She on hold? All right, what do you want?
Get rid of her. She doesn't know anything about Hollywood. She's some old lady calling from wherever.
Look, at, I'm taking calls from all of my listeners.
Well, what does she know about being with movie stars?
Do you want me to answer that?
Hello, Lynn, you're back on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Number one, Margaret, I know a great deal. I've been in
Wait
the
Wait a minute.
Casting
you were supposed
business.
To be on hold. How did you hear what I was saying?
I have been in the casting business
Wait a
for
second.
Going on 20 years.
Wait so a second. How did, there... you, how did you know what I was saying? You were supposed to be on hold.
Well, obviously, I heard through some line.
How dare you hear what I was saying while I'm on hold? That's a violation of my privacy.
Well, had I known that it would be an insult to you, I wouldn't have heard it.
All right, I would
have
I would
just
like
listened.
You to not listen to this, please, all right? You know, just because I had a pair of June Lockhart's panties hanging from my rear...
Great. Good for you.
I really don't care
That's,
what you
That's, okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Margaret, for your marvelous and wonderful interlude in our show. Time now for a flashback. I had them hanging from my rearview mirror. Time now for our flashback from yesterday's show. Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County was talking about PC and how our society is too politically correct. Why can't he just go up to a male coworker and shove his hand down that guy's pants? Well, here is some of the response we got yesterday on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry's flashback.
This guy that he's saying that he's politically correct or incorrect, whatever.
I don't believe in political correctness.
You've been talking for a few minutes.
All right,
now.
But I just
time
want you to get it straight.
Hey,
I want
it's time
you to get
for
it
you
straight.
To listen. Quiet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, you know,
ahead,
I really feel bad.
Go
that,
ahead.
You know, that I really feel bad he lost somebody in the World Trade Center.
Thank you.
But it doesn't give you the right to be an idiot. Okay, an idiot. You're an idiot. And if you know what, and if I was your boss, there wouldn't be a review. You would be fired. Fired.
What did I do wrong?
Okay, fired. What did you do wrong?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. The truth of the matter is that the reason why you're pinching him, you're grabbing him, I think is that you're really gay and you're banging on the closet door to come out.
And you're using the
9/11 as an excuse. Listen, face the fact, you like grabbing guys. I think you're a fag, so why don't you just stop being in the closet and come out?
Well, how does
don't
that make
use
me
9/11
a fag?
As an excuse, okay?
How does that make me a gay?
Oh, well, let me tell you, I'm a man, and I go to the locker room, and I go to the gym, and I'll be damned if I'm going to be grabbing some other guy's ass.
It's all in good fun. We're having
my... Yeah, hey,
you know,
if you're, do you play baseball? Are you on a baseball team?
I play softball, yes, sir.
Oh, you play softball. When you're on the field, it's okay to pat a guy on his ass. When he hits a home run or he gets a hit.
Of course.
But when you're in a locker room and you're naked, I'm sorry. You know, that's just like two guys sleeping in a bed. Would you sleep with this guy in a bed?
You know every man.
Would you sleep with this guy in a bed is my question to you.
If it's
yes
all
or
in,
no.
If it's all
yes
in good,
or no.
If it's all in good fun, yeah.
It's all in good fun?
Yeah.
Buddy, hey, stop hiding behind the closet door.
No,
put
sir.
Put your panties on and come out.
Wait
okay?
a second. Are you calling me gay?
Yeah. I'm. No. Here. Let me rephrase that.
All right.
You're not gay. You're real gay.
You know, this is the whole politically correct situation
yeah,
in America run amok, Mr. Hendry.
You know
just
what?
Because...
Why are you using 9/11 as an excuse
hey,
to be
minute,
gay?
Hey, wait a minute. I lost a friend in 9/11, so don't
oh,
start
well,
making
you know
fun
what?
Of that.
Hey,
what are you,
you know what? Here,
that?
Let me explain something to you. You're not the only person that lost people in the 9/11, all right? There were more than 3,000 people that died.
Well, I think out of respect to them, I ought to
okay,
be allowed to...
So what you're telling me is that all the people that lost people in the 9/11 World Trade Center should go out and start grabbing people's asses, pinching their nipples, relieving themselves in their in people's coffee cup because they lost somebody in 9/11.
What's wrong if it's done in all in good fun? That
you keep saying
well, let me
all...
ask you a question.
You keep all in good
if
fun.
If I relieve myself in your cup, would you think it's fun?
If you're just
would you think it's fun? Yes or no?
If you're thinking it's if you're cool, if I was like this Donnie guy, a big faggot.
Well, I think you are. I really think
no.
you are.
Oh, just because oh, so
I think you're a fag.
I
yes,
my,
I do. Yes, I think you're a fag. I think you're a flamer.
Look at sir. Political
no.
correctness has destroyed the. You're just politically correct. That's your problem.
I think you're a flamer. Why
How do
you just admit you're
know,
a flamer?
I don't know where you get that.
Okay.
Look at.
Well,
have you
right,
heard what this man
let
said?
Me see. You stuck your hand down a man's pants. You squeezed his nipples. You sat on his lap in the steam room. Oh, that's real manly. Yeah, I could tell.
That happens to be. No, wait a second. You're mischaracterizing.
That's real manly.
Wait a minute. Wait. The man is saying everything.
And your excuse for doing all this?
You're mischaracterizing
you lost
what
a
I did.
Friend in the 9/11 World Trade Center. Well, you know what? That's no
I'm trying to have some fun.
Look at you know what?
You want to have some fun?
Yeah.
You want to have some fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, go to a game room or something. Go bowling. That's fun. Well,
what are you talking about? I like hanging around with my friends and having a look.
Torturing,
at the guy, you
torturing
see,
people. Torturing people is fun.
Ernest, look, you got to see this guy.
Torturing
big,
people is fun.
He's a big swishmeister. He's walking down.
No, it doesn't matter. Torturing people is fun. How about if somebody came and did that to you and told you, "Hey, you know what? I think you're a flamer."
Well, nobody would
how
do it to
feel?
Me. Nobody would
how
do it to me because I'm obviously not gay.
Oh, I think you are.
Well, I don't know where you are.
You
keep
you know
saying
what?
That,
why
but you haven't given
you
me one credible
the fact that you're a flamer.
You keep saying that, but
you're
you haven't given me
aren't.
One credible
aren't.
Piece of evidence.
Look, the guy just hey. Said that you grabbed the guy's testicles, you sat on his lap in a steam room, you're pinching his nipples.
See, you two guys are politically correct. That's your problem.
No, you're a flamer.
Oh, forget
you
about
are a flamer.
You
that's
two guys
you
are politically
just a flamer.
And you're doing this even though
let
I lost a dear friend of the world.
You? How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
35.
You're 35.
Right.
I'm pretty sure in the 35 years that you've been alive, you've had a sexual encounter with another man, haven't you?
If,
you experimented.
No, no.
Haven't
yeah, here's where you're haven't
you? Guys get, haven't you?
It
tell
was
the truth,
in good
tell
fun.
The truth.
In
hey,
good
hey,
fun between men, it's not homosexuality.
You, hey, the truth shall set you free.
Wait a second.
Right?
I'm going to answer your question. It is not homosexual if you do it in good fun.
Yes, it is.
Wait a sec. Wait.
Hey,
what do you mean, good fun?
Either way you look at it.
Hey.
Okay.
No. You can't call it.
Either way you look at it, if it was in your mouth. You're a flamer. If it was in your ass, you're a flamer.
It
okay,
was,
any way you look at it, you're a flamer.
It was both.
You're a flamer.
But it was in good fun.
You're
and
a
it was
flamer.
Done.
Come on,
you
man.
You are a flamer.
You're, just like the guy said, you're pounding on the closet door, looking
yeah.
at it.
So both of you guys call me queer.
Yes!
Oh, no, no.
You
I,
just
let,
said.
Let me, didn't you hear what I said earlier?
You
you're
know,
a big queer.
No credible evidence, and yet you
no
call
credible
me that.
Evidence?
Yeah.
You grab a guy. You grab a guy's testicles. You squeeze his nipples, you sit at him in the locker room, and you say there's no evidence? Dude, where I come from, you're a fag. Any way you look at it,
look
you're
it.
A fag.
What, when you say all in good fun, what do you mean by that?
We're out fishing. If you're, we oh, were out yeah. fishing and hunting.
Yeah, I know what
okay.
you were fishing for. You weren't fishing. You were swallowing
wait a second,
the worm.
Because I happen to give a guy oral sex in a tent,
yeah,
that makes me queer?
You're
yes,
a flamer.
Yes, yes, it does.
Flashback.
It's from yesterday's show. By the way, that was me playing the voice of Larry Grover. That was me playing the voice of Margaret in our preceding bit this hour. That's the Phil Hendry Show. And the people that called in, well, are real folks. And you can check out more about our show at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Get all of our audio archives. Check out our Listen Live line. Listen to our 30-day audio archive, our 30-day archive of shows. As a matter of fact, so you can go back to any show over the last 30 days and listen to it. And that's very helpful for people. And we get a lot of them calling and saying, how do I get a copy of that show you just did? Well, you can listen to it right there on the Internet at philhendryshow.com. Also, pick up a copy of The Best of the Phil Hendry Show, year 2001. It's called Bring It. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. That's my friend's place. And the CD is $20, $350 shipping and handling. And here's the toll-free order line, 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. Or go online and order it. The Best of the Phil Hendry Show, 2001.